And so let's turn up the heat and welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Hey, real quick, what'd you think of last night's game?
Hot garbage.
If they lose on Tuesday, tomorrow night, will people be calling for trades on Wednesday?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to say. I'm getting killed for it, by the way.
Absolutely. They can't run it back again. They have to make a trade.
Oh, they have to.
This would be three straight years that they absolutely got dominated in the series in which they were eliminated.
Well,
yeah.
You know what,
You can't run it back.
Daryl and the Twitter reactions are both brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Rob Ostrom, Ken trying really hard to overreact. This team is too young and talented to blow it up. If they lose the series, they do need to get tougher. Okay.
Well, how do you get tougher? These guys going to wake up magically tomorrow morning and become tougher?
Well, it's been 3 years. I guess if you're not tougher by then, you're just not tough.
You're not buying that the injuries were a massive setback in this series, not having Darius to start out the series, Evan Mobley and the ankle.
They are, but it took until game four for somebody to do something about cheap shots. And they actually got lucky last night that DeAndre Hunter didn't get thrown out of the game. But no, they are not a tough basketball team, and they continue to do nothing to dispel that criticism.
So the series is over in your eyes?
I'm not going to say it's over, but it's very hard for me this morning, Ken, to believe that they're going to beat a team three straight times that has absolutely bullied them in three of the four games.
All right.
It's not over till it's over, and I posted last night, like, don't want to overreact. Let's see how this thing plays out here. But I mean, it is what it is, and it's really, really hard for me with them not being 100%. We don't know Donovan Mitchell's status now. Darius Garland's clearly not playing close to 100%. Evan Mobley, dinged up. We know the Hunter situation. Like, it's really hard for me to sit here this morning and tell folks, oh, everything's going to be fine. Ignore that 20-point blowout loss in a game in which they trailed by over 40 points at halftime. Just ignore that. Everything's going to be just fine, and the Cavs are going to go ahead and win the next three games. So it can happen. But it's real hard for me to sell that to fans this morning.
Daryl swinging this morning. Folks, subscribe to his podcast. It's always Game Day in Cleveland with Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin on the free Odyssey app right now at 923thefan.com as well. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. We got to get the Browns rookie mini camp. What did you think? Who's got the leg up between those two rookies right now? Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel? Go.
I understand the question, but I hate it.
Answer it now.
I know. If I got to put them side by side, I give Gabriel the edge, but not
Whoa!
By much.
I actually put Gabriel ahead, but not by much as well. Now, why Dylan Gabriel?
Just watching him this weekend. First of all, I want to say this. I can see why they drafted both of these kids. Both of them made positive first impressions, so I don't want this to come off that I'm hating on Shedeur Sanders, because apparently if you say anything negative about Shedeur, all of a sudden you're hating on the young man, which I don't get, but that's the day and age we live in. Dylan's throws have a little more zip to them than Shedeur's do. Both quarterbacks are extremely accurate, which is obviously a really, really good thing, but I feel like Dylan's get there with a little more oomph on them and a little quicker. So that's why I give him a very slight edge, but it's not much.
By the way, it's BereaRib.com for more info for the Berea Rib Cookoff, not Berea.com, BereaRib.com. All right, Tone, take her away.
Yeah, Daryl, we were talking earlier in the show about how drastically different, like, the preseason is from real NFL football come September. And then from preseason football to, say, training camp. From training camp to rookie mini camp. So are you surprised there's so many definitive takes that people are trying to dish out over, guys that were wearing shorts and T-shirts and, of course, no pass rush whatsoever?
No, this is the day and age that we live in. I mean,
the charting of throws of this means anything.
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I just got asked who has the edge between the two quarterbacks. So
did you chart the throws?
No, I did not.
Why didn't you chart?
Were you
the
not
throws?
Doing your job for not charting the throws?
I charted the throws with my eyeballs. Okay, completions and incompletions are not relevant stats to me in that environment. Sorry.
It's okay.
What do you think matters the most? Do you think it's just, like, for Shador, for instance, and then we'll get to Dylan Gabriel. For Shador, is it just showing that, yeah, I can pick up and absorb a new offense? The stuff that people said about him during any of the meetings at the combine, right. Isn't it his goal to just make that stuff disappear and make it moot?
I would hope so. You know, none of us were in those rooms, and it's easy to anonymously tell national reporters very unfavorable things about a draft prospect. That's easy. So, you know, the Browns know how, because they were with Shador. They had him multiple times. They spoke to him at the combine. They had him in for the top 30 visits. So they know if those reports were true or not, because they would have been one of those teams, right? That went through those exercises with him. So they're very well aware of how he performed under that particular level of scrutiny. So, you know, if there was anything substandard, let's put it this way. You know, let's say Shador, and clearly he didn't, right? I mean, the Browns waited to the fifth round, 144 overall, to draft him. So, you know, clearly they felt a certain way. They drafted Dylan Gabriel, 50 picks in front of him, right? So it tells you what you need to know there. So I think that, you know, Shador, he sounds like he is self-motivated just based on some of the things he had to say on Saturday during his media availability. But, yeah, I mean, I would think that if you're in his position, having slid from being thought of by the media, and I stress the media, as a top five draft pick to the fifth round of a draft, you would think that he would go in there with a little chip on the shoulder and ready to prove all the naysayers and the haters and the doubters and the critics wrong by making sure that he excels in the areas in which he was accused of not excelling. Mm.
Daryl Ryder. Derek Carr, he retired over the weekend down in New Orleans.
Yep, did.
Are any of the Browns' four quarterbacks a trade target for the New Orleans Saints?
Well, they got a couple of young kids down there, including Tyler Shuck. So I mean, in my head, I'd like to talk myself into thinking that maybe, you know, either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco could be traded. But let's also be very honest about that thought, Ken. Mm. The Browns aren't getting much for either one of those guys. And that's no disrespect to either one of them. That's just reality. That's
hey,
just
you're
the
worth
market.
Nothing on the open market. How's that for respect?
Anthony, I'm not going to sit here and tell folks that the Browns are going to get a second or a third round pick for either one of those quarterbacks, because that's just blatantly not true. They're probably going to get a late round draft pick for one of them. And I don't know, maybe it's a pick swap too. So there's just right now, I don't think that there's a lot of value on the trade market for either one of them at this point. But you look at the situation, the Browns have four quarterbacks, the Saints have two. Do the quick math, and it's very easy to draw the conclusion. Yeah, sure, the Browns would be a perfect trade partner for the Saints if they were looking to bring in a more experienced player into that particular room. And quite frankly, I think the player that makes the most sense to move right now is Joe Flacco. It's not Kenny Pickett. He's the first guy they went and got this offseason, right? He was all by his lonesome for basically a month in that room. And, you know, Andrew Berry's on record as saying that the room was going to skew young. Well, three of the four guys are pretty young in the quarterback room right now. And it makes sense that he might be, you know, the lead horse in this race to win the starting job for week one.
Daryl, I saw a cut-up of three Mason Graham drills and a little bit of barf as well. Is that enough to write him off as a total fifth round, is he going to be going down in history as a bust, all-time bust?
No, I mean, no. I will say this, though. It was pretty gross walking into the media room after practice on Saturday, and all the photographers were working on their Mason Graham photos. It was a lit. I don't know how many got published out there. I know. I think Mary Kay, Josh Gunther, who's their outstanding photographer for Cleveland.com.
You got a good puke pic?
I know he, because she posted one. But I will say, I saw, for as good as that photo was, I saw even better photos of what happened to Mason Graham. But no, he's not a bust. I watched him this weekend for not being in pads and, you know, live contact. I thought he looked pretty quick and big and strong. But, you know, like I said, those are situations really hard to judge because there's not a whole lot of contact in those practices.
Okay, one of the common things I heard after they took Shedeur Sanders was, it is going to be a circus. Well, Daryl, the first foray into covering this situation, was it a quote-unquote circus?
Nah, I've seen bigger circuses. I mean, look, you know, ESPN sent Kimberly Martin to town. There were a lot of local
Syracuse
cameras
grad.
And microphones. You know, it was a larger than normal rookie minicamp crowd for coverage. No question about it.
Any celebrities? Any VIP?
Not while I was out there.
Shedeur Sanders' camera crew.
It looks like that they might have had some VIPs out there yesterday, but I don't know that definitively because it looked like some folks were posting some videos, but it was not sure if they were also repurposing some content that the Browns were, you know, were putting out there of that particular.
Daryl's
practice.
Mad that the Browns keep posting Shedeur Sanders clips.
Yeah, what's up with that, Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl,
he's on the team. Why wouldn't they?
I'm just having some fun with the early crowning of him as the new face of the Cleveland Browns.
I mean, what do you want him to show, Travis Hunter highlights? I mean, what do you want him to do?
Yeah,
well, you can't really do that. He's in Jacksonville. By the way, Travis, real nice kid. Saw that story about he was real nice to that lady on the plane.
What did he help her? He help her with the bags? I saw it. I think it was Dove Kleinman is where I saw that story.
Would you shut up? Lima,
no,
Judas Priest.
No, it was Colin Rugg.
What is it with you and Colin Rugg?
He keeps showing
this
up.
This is like the eighth reference you've had today.
He keeps showing up on my algorithm.
I got to figure
Fix
out who
it.
This person is. I have no idea who Colin Rugg is. He tells
Lima
me
Lima sounds like
person.
A guy who needs a rug. I'm sorry. Was that a cheap
Whoa.
Shot? I apologize. I couldn't resist.
Daryl.
I've heard the commercials.
Don't call him rugs anymore.
Very sensitive,
and it's a
Daryl.
Reharvesting of follicles.
Yeah,
very different.
Get with
very
the times.
Different. They've got it down to a science.
You can have some of mine. I really don't care if I keep mine. So I'm willing.
Daryl
I'm willing
care
to
about
donate to the cause
at all. He does not care. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. See you.
You bet, guys.